Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Today, Randy, a look at jobs and some local expansion efforts. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Yes, of course, last week we had the numbers for April. The U.S. numbers came out showing some big numbers, bigger than analysts had expected. A new report out from Paychex also came out last week, and their information provider IHS showing that nationwide job and wage growth keeping pace with recent months. They mostly are talking about small, medium-sized businesses here, and the company saying that first 4 months of this year, job growth has been pretty consistent. Hourly earnings growth up to around 2.8%. The southern U.S. still leading in employment growth. The Northeast still trending below other regions, but did see a slight increase. We told you about Frontier Communications last week, getting word that 280 jobs at a technical support center they have there is going to be cut. They're reallocating that work to other Frontier organizations, and as a result, about 280 people are affected as of July 31st. Frontier says it'll still have a significant presence locally. Henrietta has been dealing with some other layoffs in the last year or so, but town supervisor Steve Schultz told us he's still optimistic. He says there are a number of other large call centers in the area that are hiring. He hopes they pick up some of the slack of those who are laid off, and he also has been in touch with developers who may be bringing in a couple of companies to Henrietta that will need people with similar skill sets. And Schultz says if these come to fruition, it could add up to about 1,000 jobs coming to Henrietta.
I've actually already reached out to folks who are bringing those opportunities to suggest to them that, you know, hey, here's a chance where you might be able to get a head start on some of the employees that you're going to need to hire.
Schultz says there's no word yet who the two companies might be or if those 1,000 jobs might happen over a period of years or all at once. Empire State Development says the holding company CBC Manufacturing will consolidate and grow jobs in Rochester. The company's investing more than $4 million to build out the manufacturing facility at XLI Manufacturing. That's on Vanguard Parkway. They'll move their other local companies to the location as well, and they expect to create up to 44 jobs over the next 5 years. The state is helping out with $300,000 in tax credits. A change at the top of one of the larger accounting firms in upstate New York in the past week, the Bonadio Group. It was a planned succession, years in the making, actually. Bruce Zaccari, as of May 1st, became the firm's new CEO. Tom Bonadio, a founder of the company, has been CEO since 1978. He'll now be a senior consultant. Zaccari says the firm hopes to double in size over the next several years. Of course, they have a lot of locations across upstate New York, but one of their goals, he told us, is to increase their presence downstate, including New York City.
We have an office in New York City on Madison Avenue with about a dozen people. We're really going to focus on growing that, what we call Metro New York, so the kind of lower Hudson Valley, New York City, Long Island area.
Bonadio now has about 800 people overall. About 300 of those are in Rochester. Zaccari says they hope to grow the Rochester staffing to about 500 over the next 5 years. Bausch Health Companies, the Canadian-based company that used to be known as Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which includes the local B&L operations, reporting first quarter earnings today. The revenue numbers, while higher than a year ago, a little bit less than Wall Street expected, but the company did raise projections for both earnings and sales for the year as a whole. And Victor-based Constellation Brands acquiring a majority stake in a Tennessee whiskey maker called Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery. The company says the majority stake will allow for Nelson's to continue to operate with its existing management and employees. The investment by Constellation is part of its Ventures Group, which was created to identify up-and-coming brands. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.